Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Vav in Meseches Erevin. It is the 197th daf in Shas. We pick up where we had left off yesterday on the bottom of Ayin Heim Abayz, eight lines from the bottom, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel are going to introduce the concept that every once in a while a house could serve as a sha'ar for other houses, in other words, a gate and an entrance, and not actually be considered a dira. And that's what our Gemara will discuss all the way till the end of the Perek, when one house is a shar for other things, and that changes the halachos of Eruv. Then we will begin Perek Chalon, like the Perek indicates, the opening word. Perek Chalon begins to discuss windows between two chatzeros, and what that does to the halacha of the Eruv. The Gemara then will get involved for the shiur of a chalon and the shiur of separate rishuyos, which will take us into some geometric calculations on the top of Ayin Hei Amabez, where the Gemara discusses the differences between measuring a square and a circle, which we've come across in the past before. The Gemara then will go on to differentiate between the halachos of when you have a window between houses versus a window between chatzeros, and that will take us to the next mission on the bottom of Ayin Vav Beis. So let's begin Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, nine lines from the bottom on Ayin Heim Beis. Asara batim zelifnim mizeh. Take a look at the diagram. We have many houses that open into each other that ultimately open into a chatzer. Nosin es eruvo vidayo. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Rashi explains on the second wide line that since every house goes into the next, so then in such a case, they're all considered what we're going to describe in the Gemara as a base shar, as a gateway for the next, and therefore the fact that they don't put an Erev in there is not going to be a problem. The only place that you're going to need to make an Erev is in the middle, the innermost one. The one that is further to the end, furthest away in our diagram from the chatzer, so then in such a case, that's the one that needs to put an Erev down because it does not serve as a shar to anything else. But all the others are considered gateways of the innermost house. Nosin, Pnimi Nosin es Eruv Avedayu, all you have to do is have the inside one put down its Erev, and that's enough. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chitzon. Rabbi Yochanan says, even the outside one needs to, all of them. Asks the Gemara, Chitzon Beis Shar Hu? Does the Chitzon, doesn't it serve as a gateway? Because everybody is passing through. And a Beis Shar does not need an Eruv. Answers the Gemara, Chitzon Shel Pnimi. What we're talking about is, in the case of 10 houses, the ninth one, in other words, the second one after the innermost one. But Michael Mifli, what's the machlokas? Mar Sover Beishar Diachid Shmei Beishar. One opinion holds, the first opinion that we learned, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that even if it is the gate to one house, in other words, the second house after the innermost house, it will also be called a Beishar. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mar Sover Rabbi Yochanan holds Lo Shmei Beishar, that it's not considered a gate until there are two houses that are passing through. So therefore, there has to be an Eruv as well for the Chitzon of the Pinimi. If you have 10 houses, and from the Chatzar we begin to count one as being closest to the Chatzar, so the ninth, which is next to the innermost house, that will also require an Eruv according to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Nachman bar Amar Rabba bar Avu Amar Rav, Shtei Chatzeros, if you have two courtyards, V'gimel Batim Beinehem, and three houses inside of them. Rashi explains that the Gimel Batim Beinehem, three lines from the bottom, Rashi writes that one house is open to a chatzer, that's on one side, if you will, and there's a chatzer on the other side. Now there are three houses altogether between the two chatzeros. As you see from your diagram, even in Rashi, here you don't need to go to the Hod V'Hadar, on the bottom of Rashi, we have the diagram where you have three houses in between. One, the middle house, is open to both of those houses. Continues the Gemara. Zeh baba derech zeh v'nosnei ruvei bazeh. The person who's coming in from the chatzer, let's call it chatzer A, goes in through the first house and puts it in the middle house, puts down Erev there. And coming from the other chatzer, they put it into the middle house as well. And the outer houses become gates for the chatzer. And Tzai, the middle house, is considered a house that they put the Erev inside. So now all of the houses and chatzeros are taken care of in terms of carrying. There's no problem carrying on the outer houses because they are base sha'ar lezeh. They're considered the gates. The middle house one can carry in because a bayis shemanichim bo erev does not require an erev itself. That's what the Gemara means in its last line. Bayis shemanichim bo erev ain't tzarich litein es hapas. And of course, the chatzeros made an eruv, as we described earlier, and therefore they are taken care of. So everything has been covered. The checklist has been checked off due to this chidush of a house becoming a beis shaar. Badeklu Rechava l'Rabbanan. Rechava asked the following shaila of the Rabbanan. He checked them. He wanted to know if they were holding and learning. Shtei chatzeros u'shtei batim einem. If you have two courtyards and two houses between them. Ze ba derech ze v'nosein eruvan bazeh. One chatzer could go into the further house. Right now I am looking at the diagrams in the Schottenstein Gemara, but I think that many have in the others as well. You have chatzeros aleph and beis. Now here is something a little bit different than happened in the previous case. The person from Chatzer Beis walks past through the house that's abutting him. In the art scroll picture, it's number 2, and walks into number 1. And the one from Chatzer Aleph passes the house that he's walking, that is abutting him. In other words, he walks to house 1 and puts down the Eruv in house 2. Kon Eruv Olo. In such a case, would you be Kon the Eruv or not? What's the shaila? Mim mashvina luhu l'gabe d'hai bayis, l'gabe d'hai bayis, beishar. Can you consider the area next to the chatzar as its beishar, for the one, the chatzar that's closest, and then for the other person, the other chatzar, it be considered a bayis? Amr le'le chacham said, shnei in lo kanu erif. It can't work. Manavshach, I beishar mashvislei. If you're going to say it's a beishar, let's say for the example, that house number 2 abuts courtyard bet. So then in such a case, if you turn into a beishar, then courtyard aleph can't put its eruv in it. Mashvislei, anosin es eruv beishar, achsadra. Umer peset, eino eruv. We learn later on in peheyam abeis that someone who puts his Eruv in a Beishar Achsadim and Pesah, it's not an Eruv. Ibayis Mashislei, if you turn it into a Bayis, so then, Kamital to Labayis to Lo Ma'arivlei. Then the person who's walking through that Bayis from his Chatzer is walking through a Bayis that he didn't do, make an Eruv in. So you can't say that these houses are both a Bayis and a Beishar. Because if it's serving for as a beis shaar for one, that cannot serve as a bayis for the other. The Gemara now asks a question. Why is it a problem if at one moment you're calling the bayis a place for an eruv, and another moment you're calling it an achsadra? Maybe it's possible to have a contradiction and still be kosher for eruv. We see that when it comes to Rava. Umayshna Rava, the Amar Rava, Amar lo shnayim. If two people say to one person, Save Irev Elenu, go out and make an Erev for us. Le'echad, for one of them, Irev Alav Min Bodyom. So let's say it was Reuven and Shimon that instructed to Levi. So Levi made an Erev for Reuven when it was still light outside. Le'echad Irev La Bein HaShmashas. And for Shimon, he made it during dusk between nightfall and tzeisachom. Zeshi rivalav mivod yom, nechali ruve ben hashmashus. The one who we set aside when it was daytime, the air was eaten during ben hashmashus. Zeshi rivalav ben hashmashus, nechali ruve mishetechshach. And the one who he set aside for ben hashmashus, that was eaten when it was dark.
Shneim kanu Erev. The Erev works for both of them. Rashi explains that even though the Erev needs to be in existence on Shabbos, for the one who it was eaten on Bein HaShemashos, we consider it nighttime. Bein HaShemashos nighttime. And we say that his Erev was koneh for it. And yet, at the same time, the one who set it aside only Bein HaShemashos, where he didn't have it set aside during the day, we consider Bein HaShemashos as daytime. And therefore, both Eruvin are valid. Now, it's a contradiction. Bein HaShemashos is not both day and night. Nevertheless, we consider for Eruv, since it's only Midrabanan, both possibilities in the lenient direction we follow. So too over here. If we want it to work as an Erev, it should be a house. And if we want it to work as a Shar, it won't be a house. And so for each Erev, it'll be looked at a house and a Shar, respectively. And says Gemara Hachi Hashta, Hasam, Safik Yimam, Safik Laila. In the case of Bein HaShemashos, it's a Safik Day, a Safik Night. Lo Minkara Milsa, it's not obvious. And it's not obvious, then halachically we could twist it in both directions. Avahach idlagabe dahai bayis, if it's considered a house for an Erev, lagabe dahai bayis, it has to be considered like a house for the other person. Idlagabe hai beishar, if it's going to be considered for one like a beishar, lagabe dahai beishar, hainami beishar, it also has to be considered like a beishar for the other one, and you can't divide them like you would divide a Bein HaShemashos. Hadran alach hador. We now, Be'ezer Hashem, go on to the seventh perek. Chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres. If there is a window between two courtyards, dalet al dalet, which is 4 by 4 tfachim. B'soch asar, and it's 10 tfachim from the ground. Now, what's the status of Erev in these two chatzeros? On the one hand, there's a window that's 4 by 4, 10 from the ground. On the other hand, they're not entirely joined together. So says the Mishnah, there's enough room over here in the window, and there's enough room in Halacha to give an open possibility. Ma'arvin Shnaim, each one of them can make their own separate Eruv, and they can't carry between them. Vimratzu Ma'arvin Achas, and also if they want, they can make one Eruv. Pachos Mi'arba Arba, but if the window is less than 4 by 4 Tvachim, or it's more than 10 tfachim from the ground, ma'arvin shnaim, they can make an Erev between both of them. However, they can no longer make an Erev together because either the window is too small or too high from the ground, ve'em arvin achad, and they can't make an Erev together. Says the Gemara, lema tnan stomach Reb Shim Gamliel. Our Mishnah seems to follow the opinion of Shim Gamliel. Domar kol pachos midalid, kilovu dami. We learned in the beginning of our Masechta on Daftes Amid Aleph, the opinion of Shim Gamliel holds anything that is 4 tvachim or less against the dominant position that holds 3 tvachim or less, Shim Gamliel holds 4 tvachim or less could be considered closed. So therefore, the Seifa tells us that if it's less than 4 by 4, so then in such a case the areas are considered closed and they can't make an Eruv between them. Says the Gemara, Afilu Teimik Rabban, we can follow the Rabban. Atkan lo pligi Rabban alad Rabbi Shim Gamliel. Rabban only disagreed and said only up to 3 we say the rule of Lavud, as if the area is closed. El inyan Lavudin. That's in regards to whether we consider the area closed, for example, for a Mechitza. Aval inyan Pischa, but in regards to open area, Afilu Rabban and Modu, the Rabban would agree that it's not enough if it's a little bit more than 3. Deika dalet al dalet chashuv, 4 by 4 is considered chashuv, 4 by 4 tvachim, v'iloi loy chashuv. But if it's less than that, it's not considered chashuv. The Mishnah told us, pachos midalid. The Gemara now analyzes the statement of the Seifa. We learned that if it's less than 4 by 4, or higher than 10, then they can't make an Eruv together. Ask Gemara Pshita. Kivin damer dal al dal b'sel chasara. Once we know the halacha that 4 by 4 within 10 you can join. Memela ana yadana. We would know the pachos midal will mal miyud lo. That if it's less than 4 or higher than 10, then it wouldn't work that way. Answers the Gemara hakamashma. No, the chidush is the following. The taima dekule lemal miyud. That only would we say it's entirely above 10, that they can join together. But if it's within 10, so there we don't have enough information of the resha. And from the seifa we could deduce ma'arvin shnayim, that they could either make the erev together, vimratzu, either separately, excuse me, vimratzu ma'arvin echad, or if they want, they could join together. Tanina laha de tana rabbanan, and this is what we learned in a brisa. Kula lemalam asara, if it's entirely 10, umiksasa betoch asara, and a little bit, or if you have a little bit inside of 10. In other words, what that means is that it ends within 10, but it dips above 10, but it dips within below 10, or kula besoch asara, the majority of it is with ends lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. Umiktsaso lemalo me'asar, and a little bit is above. Ma'arvin shneyem. In such a case, they could join together. V'matsu, they could join together, or they could do independent eruvim. Ma'arvin shneyem, of course, means that they could do separate eruvim. V'matsu ma'arvin echad. Hashtaku lemalo me'asar, we learned that if it ends above sar umiktsaso betoch yud, and a little bit is within 10 amris, ma'arvin shneyem, v'matsu ma'arvin echad, kula besoch yud, a case of where it ends lower than yud, umiktsas lamalam asar miboy, and a little bit is above 10, do we need it? Zuvein tzarech lomar zu ketani, it's telling us both halachas. And that is, that as long as some of it is within 10, the halacha is that they could join together. Now the Gemara begins to discuss the geometry of the window. The window could be 4x4 tvachim based on square, or what about if it's a circle? Am Rabbi Yochanan, chalon ogul. What if it's a circle of a window? Tzarech shiyeh bekefo esrim varba tvachim. It needs to have a circumference of 24 tvachim. Take a look at the diagram. That it means to have a circumference of 24 around, to measure 24 tvachim in a circle. And of those 24 tvachim, ushnayim umashu, two and a little bit, need to be besol chasara, within 10. So that, she'im yirbenu, if they would make a square on the inside of the circle, nimtza mashu besoch hasara, then in such a case, if you would put a square in the circle of 24, if two and a little bit from the circle dip within to 10, so then when you put a square in, the square would also fall into 10 from the ground. Now the Gemara calculates the geometry of such an equation. Michti, kol shiyesh bekefo shosho tvachim. Anything that has a circumference of 3 tvachim, yesh bo berochvo tefach, is equal 1 square tefach inside of the circle. If that's so, if it's 1, it's 3 to the outside for every 1 on the inside. So in order to get a 4x4 tvachim, what you need, asks the Gemara, is bitreser sagya. It would be enough if it would have a circumference of 12 tvachim. The Gemara says, that's fine. Hani mili, you're right. If we would just be talking about a circle vis-a-vis its radius, that's okay. Avol biribua b'inan tfei. But here we're talking about making a square around the circle. So then that needs more space. Ask Gemara Michti, Kama Miribua Yosar L'Igul. If you're making a square around the circle, how much larger is that? Revia. It's a quarter larger. This appears in a few places in Shas. From what I understand, I am not well versed in math, as it was probably evident up until now. In fact, my mother, may she be well, is a fantastic geometry teacher, and my father-in-law is famous in New York. And my father has a PhD in economics, and my father-in-law's mother is a professor as well, Bli Einhar, in her 80s, in mathematics. So anyhow, I rebelled, I guess, but here you go. As the Gra said, you need no mathematics for Gemara, so let's pull through together. Anyhow, what I do recall from the math that all those great Gedolim taught me is that this is true in mathematic theory as well, that a square is around the circle is a fourth. In other words, the corners, if you will, as you see in the Tosas, the corners by the circle add up to 1/4 of the circle itself. The corners of the square that go around the circle and don't include the circle. If you add them up geometrically, they're almost 1/4 of the circle itself. So now let's do the math, says the Gemara. Kama ribua yesal igul revi. Bishitzer sagi. So then, okay, so you need another fourth more. So another fourth more than 12 tvachim is 16. So why is it, though, that you said 24? Answers the Gemara. Hani mili igul denafik migo ribua. If you're talking about circle inside of a square, you're right. Then it would equal 16. Avol ribua denafak migo igula. But if you have a square that's inside of a circle, and that's what our case is, when you have a window and needs to be inside of the window 4x4 tvachim, then in such a case, but inan tve, you're going to need even more. My taima mishumursha dekarnasa. Because now you need to put the square inside of the circle, and there are going to be extra space in the corners of the circle. Michti, so let's calculate that. Kol amsa b'ribua, every amma that when it's squared, amtu trechum shabal balachsona, that requires on its diagonal of the circle, which I believe in Hebrew it's called the hekefi eagle, if I'm recalling my English idiom from algebra collecti, the diameter will have to be, if you draw the square on its diagonal, 1 2/5 of amma. So Gemara now does it. So okay, so we'll have to add another 2/5. So that equals b'shivser neve chumsha sagya. So that equals 17.5 tvachim. If we're going to make that calculation, it's still not 24. Rabbi Yochanan amar ki dayana de kaisri. Va'amar la karabon de kaisri. Rabbi Yochanan was assuming like the judges of Kesar, some say like the Bran Kesar, Dami igula migo ribua riva, that a circle that's made inside of the square, the diameter is 1/4 smaller than the square. Ribua migo igula, but if you have a square that's made inside the circle, pal, the circle's diameter, is twice the size of the square. And therefore, since the diameter of the circle, is 16 tefachim, then you have to add half of that diameter to the square, which is 16 plus 8 is 24. There is a big discussion in Tosas in Sukkah that Lechura, the position of the Dayone Kesari, are not correct. And in fact, the math is actually closer to the original Havamina of the Gemara, that it is 1/4 greater, the diameter of the square, and not 1/2, but that is not our discussion. And if one is interested in more of the geometry, which is not our focus, one should take a look at those sugyas over there in Sukkah, as well as in Tosas Dibra Maschil for Rabbi Yochanan. We had learned in our Mishnah Pachos Midal Adal that if the window is smaller than 4x4, then they can't make an Erev together. Amar Rav Nachman lo yishon el chanon shebein shtech etzeres. This halach only applies when you have a window between two courtyards. Av chalon shebein shtei batim. But if you have a window between two houses, filu ma'al me'asara, even if it's more than 10 from the ground, nami imratzul arv ma'arvin. They can make an Erev together. My time, what's the reason? Besa keman demoli domi. We consider the house as if it is full, and therefore we consider the window within 10 tefachim of the ground. Meiri explains that the reason for this is because practically there are often things that are in a house, and therefore next to the window, it's very common for people to have a chair or something like that, that they could access the window as if it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Rashi in Shabbos, where we have this sugya of bayis keman demal yadam, seems to say that halachically, that we view the house as if entirely filled up. Eisvei Rav Lev Nachman, echad li chalon shebein shtei chaseras, whether it's a window between two courtyards, vechad li chalon shebein shtei batim, vechad li chalon shebein shtei alios, or window between an attic, ve'echali chalon shebein shtei gagan, or window between two roofs. Ve'echali chalon shebein shtei chadarim. Kulon, he doesn't make the differentiation of Rav Nachman, dalal dal b'socha sara, that you have 4x4 only within 10. What do we see from here? We see from here that you always have this rule, even in a bias. Answers the Gemara, Tirgumah Chatzeros. Let us say that it was talking about only Chatzeros and not talking about Batim. Asks the Gemara, Echad li Ketani, it says Beferish. Echad li also Bebatim. Answers the Gemara, Ketani Tirgumah Al Dalet Al Dalet. When he said Echad li, it meant the requirement of 4x4, but not the halacha of Pachos or Lamal Me'asara, because a bias command the Mal Yadami and Asara, even above Asara, Asara, and a bias could also be connected. If there is a small hole, that's generally the term like lul in by a chicken coop, but over here it doesn't mean necessarily small in terms of number, but it is an entrance way between a house to an attic. In order for them to be connected, you need a ladder that is attached, affixed to the attic for them to be considered attached. Oh, ain't Sarah Slunk of Latira. Cameron, in basic command, the Mali Yadami, maybe when do we say that the house is considered full, and therefore we would be able to say that the attic and the house are connected? Hani Mili Minatzad. That's only in the side, like we described, where you have a chair that could be easily put next to the window, or a step stool. Avo Be'em Salo, but in the middle of the roof, maybe not. Odil Maloshna, or do we say that there's no difference? Amalei Ainat Sarach. You don't need. We thought sulam kavu deinatzarch. Don't have to have a permanent ladder. Hasulam aray tzarch, but you need an arrow, a ladder nearby to be able to get to it. Itmar amar v'yosef bar minyumi amar v'nachman echad sulam kavu v'echad sulam aray einatzarch. You don't need to. It's considered enough of an opening and an attachment that they could be ma'arev between both of them. This Bezer Hashem concludes the pshat on Daf Ayin Vav. Bezer Hashem Yizbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav, the conclusion of Perek Hador, which spent a lot of time, as we saw on the top of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, of telling us the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeros, that if you have, for example, like our Gemara described, four lines on the top, two Chatzeros and two Batim, there's a requirement for two separate Eruvei Chatzeros for each Chatzer, emerging from the Yisod of Eruvei Chatzeros, that every time you have a Chatzer, there's a requirement for a separate Eruv. We will discuss a topic that is quite common, which particularly was discussed in detail on the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel, and is one of the most basic sugyos in Perek Hador, and that is the issue of what happens if you have a very large Chatzer, for example, a camp, where there are many different peoples and many different families living in many different buildings. Ostensibly, one would say that in such a case, to be able to carry in the camp, not only is there a requirement of a physical Eruv, but of course, an Eruvei Chatzeros. Yet, there might be many reasons why a camp, unlike a bungalow colony, might not, obviously it depends on the circumstance, require an Eruvei Chatzeros. We can introduce this topic with a Mi'iri from Daf Ayin Gimel, which says a fascinating chiddush, which the Sefer Taharas HaShulchan quotes the same response hundreds of years later, Reb Chaim said, was the psak of the Beis HaLevi. And that is, what happens if in one courtyard that shares many residents, many tenants, many apartments, there was one large chatzer that has a sukkah on it? On Sukkot, if they forgot to make an Erev, the fact that everybody eats in the same sukkah, is that enough to abdicate the requirement of Erev? Because at the end of the day, people eat on the same in the same house. The Meiri says that that's enough. Considered as their one ish, and there is no Isrev Tiltal. This is the same thing that Reb Chaim reported that the Beis HaLevi had said. What is the source for this halacha? This is based on the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Gemara discusses a father and his children, that if they're somech al shulchan aviv, so then in such a case, they are connected, and even if there are many of them in different houses, one is allowed to carry throughout the chotzer. This is how we paskin in Simin Shin Ayin Siv Hei. It even is expressed in Siv Dalid in the case of Stam B'nei HaChotzer. The Mechaber writes, "An shechatzer shayichulam ochlin al shulchan echad, avol pi shekol echad yesh lo bayis b'fnei atzmoi, einan tzrichen eruv mipnei sheheim ka'an shei bayis echad." If they all eat al shulchan echad, that is going to be enough. Now the Meiri and the Beis Halevi were extending it and saying, even though they're bringing their own food, nevertheless, since they eat in their own place, according to them, it would be enough. The case of a camp or a kibbutz, where everybody eats from the same kitchen and eats in the same dining room as a rule, every once in a while, someone might be sick and they might eat out. We'll see in a moment that would not be a problem either. In such a case, mi'ikr d'dina, there is a lot of room to say that if all the people eat in the dining room, so in such an instance, there would be no requirement of an eruve chatzeros. There is another layer to this shaila, and that is, what about those that don't eat in the dining room with everybody else? Every once in a while, you have people who work on the staff of the camp, but they generally don't eat with the camp, and they eat in their own bungalows, but often they receive food. The food is primarily from the camp. So that's also a halacha mifureshes, which is based on the Gemara Mefurish as well, on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mechaber Paskins is Simin Shin Ayin Sif Vav, like the Gemara ultimately posits, that this halacha does not only apply to those who are mamish eating bishulchan, on the table. Says the Mechaber, Mishi Yesh Lo Chamisha Noshim VeChamisha Avodim, Mikablim Mimenu Pras, V'chol Echad Ochel Mibeso. If a person has five wives that he's supporting, or, that's not halacha l'maisa, we don't encourage that, and or he has five avodim, we also don't encourage avodim today. However, the Mishneh Brura says that the same applies to mishorsim. And here I leave open a halachic question, whether mishorsim in a camp are that different than the mishorsim of the Mishneh Brura, not avodim, although some people who work in camps will say that they feel like they're avodim, but servants. Since they are entirely dependent on the shulchan, the chura in svara, someone who's in the middle of the boondocks and gets all of his food from the camp kitchen, shouldn't be much different. V'chein, another example, Talmud amikabel pras me rabbo, a Talmud that gets the food from his Rebbe. V'ochal bebeso, even they eat in their own house. If there's no one else who lives in the chatzer, einam osrim zel zehem, eini man diurim bechatzer, the Mishneh Brura emphasized that there has to be a relationship between the person that's getting the food and the giver. In other words, either he's a master, he's a husband, or he's a Rebbe. But once there is a relationship in such a case, not only mamish those who eat al ha-shulchan, but even if they're mekabel pras, again, emphasis is that there are no other diurin bechotzer, and everybody is somech al ha-shulchan, in such a case, there would be no requirement of a ruve chatzeros. Obviously, we have not spoken about the issue of schiras rishus from an akum, and if there is an akum around that poses, whether the akum is somech or not, then that poses different shilas. Our discussion was only in an instance where it's a chatzer that is male Yisrael, who are either physically somech al ha-shulchan or mekabel pras, in such a case, there would not be a requirement of a ruve chatzeros. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Gimel.